Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie. Olé, olé, olé,
olé, olé, olé. Very catchy, too.
Olé. I've never heard it. Oh, my mic's off.
What do you mean you've never heard it?
I've never heard that song.
You've never heard
it? I'm kidding. Oh. God. Yeah,
the World Cup. It's the big game. Croatia takes on France. It's going to happen on Sunday. Oh, did you see the warning that FIFA, that's the federation for soccer, they put out a warning to the broadcast people saying, hey, stop showing all the hot women.
Huh?
The broadcasters have been showing porn stars from Russia, all these hot women in the stands with these tube tops on, and they're saying, whoa, stop.
Well, you know what's interesting, and this is kind of a Debbie Downer, is remember I told you about Nanny Stella? She's from England, and she posts about the World Cup, because they're all huge fans. Well, I guess she said yesterday that she put a whole thing about how, just like the Super Bowl, domestic violence is really prevalent in England and in France and all that things when a team loses. And she said that Facebook took it down.
Took down her post?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because they thought it was not, I don't know.
She crossed the line?
Yeah, she crossed the line.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Really?
She said it was censored.
But she was just bringing it to attention, right?
Yes. And please be aware. And she put some sites attached to it where you can seek help.
They took it down?
They took it down. They censored it.
You think they would boost that one?
No kidding. I don't know what it was. Inappropriate content.
Croatia and France, the World Cup. Nobody's going to be watching here in the U.S., but it is happening.
I am. I'm totally watching. I'm Team Croatia all the way.
So a few minutes.
Go Croats.
A few minutes.
Yay, Croats.
I don't think they're called the Croats. It just dawned on me. I don't think they're the Croats.
It's kind of catchy.
I don't know what their, what their little, what is it, mascot?
Fighting Croats!
I will go with Croats.
Okay, thank you.
What
thank
the
you.
Heck? Yeah. What do we care?
Exactly.
Right? So you were asking me if I know how to change a tire.
Yeah, did that creep you out? I asked you in like a sexy
voice?
Well,
it caught me off guard because I was outside the studio. Yeah. And I came walking back in and Jamie goes, hey. Can you change the tire?
And I did say it kind of sexy like that.
I thought you had a flat. I mean, thought you wanted me to take your keys, go down to the parking lot, and change a tire for you. I almost said no.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
You
almost said no.
Wow, that's really mean and hurtful.
I'm just saying.
And besides, I have AAA.
Well, so do I. I would have called them for you. But that's what I thought you meant at first.
No, it says, I think you'll be shocked about some of this stuff. And so here's what I'm thinking for you, right? You go outside. Yeah. And just start changing your tire. Make believe. Just pretend like.
Even if it's not even flat. Yeah.
They say that women dig men while they're watching them change a tire.
You're kidding.
It's like a huge, some kind of crazy turn on. Like when the man gets the jack out and the lug nuts. Blah, blah, blah.
Lug nuts turn everybody on.
Almost all single women. Were you doing a nut joke? Because I kind of skipped over it.
Not intentionally.
Okay. Anyway, almost all single women say they are turned on by a man who changes a tire. Almost 100% says if he can't do it, it's a deal breaker.
Really? And they're turned on by...
They're turned on by it, but if they can't do it, it makes us sad that it feels like part of that, man, demasculizing a man or whatever. And they're turned off by it. They also said, and this is something y'all should think about because I can't stand it, 81% of women say road rage, deal ender.
Yeah.
I hate road rage.
People that get angry behind the wheel.
Oh, my God. My son's dad, he throws a fit. And I call it a fit because it's so stupid.
Yeah. I saw a guy changing his tire the other day, but there was a lot of butt crack. I wonder if that even weighs
in. Yeah, we love crack.
Do you?
Oh, my God.
I'm just wondering, though.
Big, fat butt with just a big crack. Oh, my God, yes.
You know, I think I'll go down into the parking lot later on and jack up the car.
Yeah.
And leave the wheel on. Just get out the tools and see what happens.
Just see what happens. I think it's a great idea.
Does it say if it's affected by the type of car? So, like, if I'm changing the tire on the Cube.
That's a great point, actually.
You know what I mean? If I'm, is that.
For example, our friend Skip Weller, he has a Rolls Royce or something. Bentley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, if I see Skip Weller and his Bentley change a tire, like, hello, I love you.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. But then Sean changing the Cube.
Right. That's what I'm wondering.
That is a great point.
Yeah. If it's the manliness of the car that adds to the sexiness of the man.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, I'm not driving a Bentley, I'm driving a Mercedes.
Oh, but it's the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Sorry. But you know what's crazy? Yesterday, I almost died.
Really? How?
Well, I was just thinking about cars. Because I tried to tell BJ that all these people... Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
He's the only one that chimed in.
Oh, well, how? Oh.
This is that thing. This is that thing like yesterday that happened when I was like, and the other day, and you're like, yeah, and you didn't care what I was saying. Remember yesterday?
What?
I laughed driving home yesterday, how you answered me and I hadn't even said anything.
How did you almost die?
So I was telling you all this, there's tire shrapnel all over
I-25.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
And then I came up and this guy, he literally stood into I-25. What are you people thinking? Get out of I-25. I don't know how to tell you to change your tire safely, but he like stepped back. I'm like, oh my God. And then right after that, a big basketball hoop with the actual hoop and the pole came flying out of a truck.
You're kidding.
Onto I-25.
Yeah, it almost hit you?
It almost hit me, and the other guy ran over it, and then sparks came out from under his car.
Did you see where that boulder fell off that truck?
No.
An 800-pound boulder fell onto a car behind it.
Whoa.
Yesterday. Not here.
Oh, it wasn't here.
No.
I ran over a canoe once.
A boulder.
Canoe. I ran over a canoe.
Really?
$20,000 worth of damage underneath my car.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't want to run over a canoe.
I don't even drive a $20,000 car. Oh. It wouldn't cause that much damage for me.
Yeah. Huh. Somebody just texted, Skip Weller absolutely does not change his own tires. What world are you living in?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either.
He gets manicures.
I would guess most people, when you said Bentley and then he came back with Mercedes, I would say anybody in the Bentley category or Mercedes, they don't change their own tire.
No. You're right. You're right. But
they've got backup cars.
But doesn't everybody just call AAA now? Are you a member of AAA?
No.
Why? It's such a good deal.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't call AAA for a flat.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd change it.
By yourself on I-25 with all that traffic, and you could be killed.
Well, that's according if I've got a shoulder not to work with.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying, for the most part, I think I'd change it myself.
So, and I feel like, BJ, that you agree with me finally on the tire shrapnel.
I saw a lot of people, and I don't know what it is. You know that thing that we talk about sometimes of how things happen in sequence that it's just, well, frequency over a period of time
when
that just out of the blue.
Serendipity.
Yeah.
Serendipity.
We even talked about this Tuesday or Wednesday, and I left here either Wednesday or, I don't know, one of the 2 days, and I saw four vehicles on my way home within a 20-mile area. I saw four vehicles with flat tires jacked up on the side of the road. People chasing tires.
You thought I was crazy.
And all in one day. I haven't seen one since. Isn't that weird, though?
You thought it was crazy when I said the other day, why is there so much tire shrapnel? And you're like, they're not tire shrapnel.
I didn't say I saw tire shrapnel. I saw people changing tires.
That's part of the flat tire process.
A very important part, actually.
We need a vacation.
We're talking about damn tires. We're, listen, we need to be fired is what we need.
You're
what
exactly,
did you guys do on the show today? We're talking about flat tires. It was amazing.
Not only are our bosses very disappointed right now with us, I'm disappointed with
us. I don't even know why we're talking about shrapnel.
I don't even know.
Sorry.
We're going to regroup here.
I'm so sorry.
And we'll just...
Yeah. The most music in the morning.
We just need a vacation. We just need some time. Time off.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.